This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Lace them up, you little bitch.
Club
1080,
the hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
You freaking bitch.
At the club 1080.
They are going to rock your ass for 2 hours.
Always the fashion at the club.
That joke,
it happens.
I'm going to show you my boots.
Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at A&A up here for Fan Madness. Now, I will say that of all the things that you can gamble on up here, and I believe you can gamble on everything, the one that may have been the longest odds, the longest upset that is actually hit is the fact that we are 2 days into Fan Madness right now, Will Ortner, and this is the first segment that one Isaac Rupp has no-showed for.
I can't believe he left.
Normally,
how'd you get out of there?
Normally when we come up to the casino, the over-under on rot bathroom breaks is about 4.5 over the course of a 4-hour show. And by the way, the safe number is the over. Now, partially the bathroom and partially the bar, the number of late segments for Isaac Rupp, the over-under usually hits at about 2.5. So the fact that we are now 2 days into this...
I've been doing good.
...and damn near over... Rob, you have blown away.
I know.
Like people are losing their shirts on this right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the odds of you not having to go to the bathroom 7 times a show and this being your first late segment?
You're right. I haven't peed as much.
You have not. In fact, the first day we got here yesterday, one of the very first texts, because we were on the CW, is you had the water. You had the big pitcher of water there.
Yeah.
And someone texted in and was like, hey, keep pounding that water for Rob. We need that thing filled up. I've got the over on 4.5 because we had the 4.5 bathroom trips. You have hit the under on bathroom and the missed segments.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. I don't know what got into you this year.
This is my first missed start of a segment.
This is unbelievable.
Now, there's a good reason for that. We owe the fan staff an apology.
I recently found this out as well.
They've been here the whole time.
The entire time.
We were giving them crap for getting too drunk and leaving.
Yeah.
They've been at the same blackjack table this whole time.
For like 3+ hours.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
no, it's longer than that. They were here. I got here. Well, let's see. What time is it? Yeah, it's been over 4 hours.
Yeah. So Joe Fish comes waddling over. I was like, oh, the great Joe Fish. And I said, are you the only one? He goes, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I think everyone else went home. And he goes, oh, no.
Goes, No.
We're at that table in the back. He goes, we've been there the entire time.
So it's celebrity-laced table. You've got our new GM, Ryan Cooley.
Yeah.
Who is sitting next to Jason Swigard.
Oh, my God.
Who is sitting next to sales guy Sam Tung.
It's our, by the way, you might want to know this. He's our sales manager.
Oh, okay. And then
it's our new general sales manager.
At first base is the card-counting accountant.
Yes, Chuck.
He's over there, now, and he is intense. Let me tell you, he's intense.
Now, controversy here. Kurt Ludwig is MIA.
Oh, we can't find him?
No one knows.
Now,
he has not gone home because he is somewhere in the building, but no one has seen him for quite some time. So the question becomes, is Ludwig dead or passed out in a bathroom somewhere?
Do you think he just went and rented a room?
It's possible.
Sleeping it off.
Because we saw him at about 3:30, and let me tell you, he was wobbly. And you were asking him questions, and I was like, dude, you got to let him go. He's not.
He's probably on a heater on the other side of the floor.
No one's seen him.
Don't you think?
He's vanished. So what happened to Ludwig? They're like, I don't know.
Well,
haven't seen him.
What also happened to the girl? Like, we had a bunch of, Marissa was here.
Yeah, we had the.
Veronica was here.
Yeah, Paulina. I don't know.
They were here.
Well, Ludwig.
There's a crew that came in here. I saw a crew come in.
They came back.
Okay, so maybe Ludwig's with them.
No. I was told that Ludwig did not go back with them.
Okay, all right. So he's missing in action.
As far as we know, Ludwig is still in this building, and no one knows what happened.
There are a few people sleeping in these chairs here.
It's the most. I believe Ludwig has passed out somewhere. And if that happens, I need someone to photograph this. We need like a find a phone. We need to find a drunk salesman. If Ludwig is passed out playing roulette somewhere, I need to know.
Maybe he's in the trading post.
Yeah, there are a couple people that have nodded off out here.
All right. Here is how often each U.S. state is doing it.
And by the way, the text program, is it a requirement to be a degenerate gambler to get a job at the Fan? It's not a requirement, but it does help you.
Well, I mean, are they degenerates? They're just having a good time at a casino. Not everybody in a casino is a degenerate. I take offense to that.
That struck a little bit of a chord.
I mean, and by the way, I was over there.
Your girlfriend broke up with you partially because you wouldn't stop talking about
your bets. Not my girlfriend. She'd be my ex-girlfriend, and I learned that lesson. So, guys can't have fun anymore. Didn't know that. Now I know.
I would just like to point that out. If we are talking about degenerate-type behavior, look, I'm not saying in a court of law that is like a smoking gun. It is a bit of damning evidence. It's not good.
My gambling conversations were a lot more interesting than her Ugg boot conversations, and I will stick by that.
Just saying. If we're doing a degenerate trial, that is a damning piece of bloody glove evidence. Doesn't mean he's going to get convicted, but it doesn't look good.
How long do you have to gamble before you can be a degenerate? Because Will is like, I think he just started when, like,
that was
last year.
That was literally like I picked it up, was excited about having a new hobby, and then the breakup happened quick.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing too. Whenever you get a new hobby, whether it's golf or, you know, whether you're working out, gambling, drinking, you tend to go a little overboard on it right from the get-go, and then for the most part, you pull it back a little bit, and then then you go forward.
So,
you find a sweet spot, and now
is Will a degenerate, or is he just finding his footing like a baby deer?
I think originally degenerate, but now I'd like to believe that Will's starting to find his sweet spot.
I am not betting on table tennis anymore.
There, see?
Jesus.
And he now knows for the next gal, maybe you keep that gambling conversation to you and your buddies.
Yes. Yeah, you, so. When you're with girls, you don't talk about your weightlifting PRs. You don't talk about the protein numbers you're trying to hit. And you don't talk about gambling.
So I actually think that Will, I no longer classify Will as a degenerate. I think he's pulled back. Now, Buckley, on the other hand.
That's good news. He's a degenerate.
Buckley is a degenerate.
Dude, he bets on everything.
Everything.
And he's been doing it for years. You can see it in his eyes.
Yes. It is the most random stuff, too. You can bring up any meaningless game on. And by the way, the lamer, like the game or sport, the better chance he's got a line on
it. He's a high volume better. Yes. I would love to see his account log.
Oh
my God, dude. He's got bets on every, like, if there's a game on, he's betting on it.
So the answer to if you were going to say one person at the Fan was a gambling degenerate, it would be Ryan Buckley. I feel very, very confident about
I think
that.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So Cooley's over there, and he, I said, how's it going? And he, very slurry, said, it's going great. I'm like, well, and he's one of these guys who stacks his chips in formations in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
So he has three, because he's betting like $20 or something a hand,
sure.
And so he breaks it into $20 piles.
Yeah.
So four red chips, right? Four $5 chips. So he had probably maybe like $120 or something sitting in front of him. I said, well, that doesn't look like that much money. He's like, no. And then he points at his pocket. And so I'm like, okay, in my head, I'm like, because they've been over there a long time.
They've been there a while.
I'm like, I've seen him bet before, and he bets bigger than $20 some.
Sure.
Okay. So I thought, dude, I wonder if he, like, I was thinking in my head, I'm like,
he's got a couple G's in his
wallet. What is he going to pull? Because he's going to show me, he's got to prove it.
Yeah.
So he's got to show me something. He's going to pull something out of his pocket. What denomination would that chip be?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That was going through my head.
Gosh, that's a good one. Like, if you're... I mean, if you're flexing and pulling that out, I'm... That can't be 100. It's got to be more than that, right?
See, I was in my head thinking he'd pull out a $1,000 chip.
I was thinking five.
It was a $500 chip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was I impressed? I mean.
So Cooley pulled something out of his pants to show you, and your reaction was.
I hope there's more of those in there. I mean, just one?
Oh, that's.
I mean, it's good. Look, he's winning.
He's winning.
And I bet you Alan A is pissed about it.
The Fan staff.
They're watching him.
Although, here's the thing. As drunk as they are, trust me, I guarantee that casino will let them stay. The longer, the more you're drinking, the more you're staying there.
Oh, yeah. Keep betting. Here's another beer, sir.
It's the reason why they're comping drinks over there.
That's right.
Keep it going. So to answer the question, do you have to be a degenerate to work at the Fan? No. Does it help? Sure.
It'll turn you into one.
That's true. Well, and no one wants to be around a non-degenerate.
We like to party.
Can you imagine if you had some goody two-shoes on the staff? That wouldn't fly.
Come on, it's radio.
Exactly. It's weird. It's awkward.
We have a good time in radio.
Who's the most wholesome person we have?
Ooh, that's a good question.
See, I think Schultzy's pretty wholesome, and I think it bothers him. And so I think Schultzy tries to not be wholesome, but the more he tries, the more it makes me think that he's really wholesome.
I don't think he's all that wholesome.
I think he's pretty wholesome.
I'm trying to think.
I think Schultzy tries.
Is Joe Fisher pretty wholesome? He seems. I mean,
that's pretty good. Yeah, I do. I think Fish is pretty wholesome.
Ortner's not.
Ortner's more wholesome than you think.
I just sports gamble.
Yeah, honestly, Ortner's in. I tried to get him to not be so wholesome. Ortner ends up dating like religious like school teachers. Like Ortner is way more wholesome than you realize.
Careful on school teachers.
And it's very disappointing. I've tried to break him of that habit, and I don't think it's going to work. He's just like Ortner's like salty there. He's the sort of guy that like you want your daughter to marry, and I'm so disappointed in him.
I'm getting out there. I'm doing things.
Nah.
We're branching out.
Ortner's wholesome. I think Fish is wholesome, and I'm telling you, Schultzy tries too hard to not be wholesome. It seems unauthentic. I think there's a lot of wholesomeness there, and his name's Corn Pop, for God's sakes. I just don't think he wants to embrace the wholesomeness.
Corn Pop?
Yeah, they come Corn Pop.
Who?
I think Dirt and Sprague named him Corn Pop.
Really?
Yeah. Which, again, is very wholesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then he tries to reject it. And
I look at, I don't know. I see it in his eyes and his body.
Think there's
some party there.
There's some demons in there.
All right. We got to get to this story, okay?
Yeah.
You got to stop.
Yeah.
You got to stop. Let me get to this story.
We'll see
what people want to know.
People want to know who's doing it.
How often are Americans having sex? And we have it by state.
Yeah, someone said, if I don't hear about people doing it, I'm slicing your Achilles. This dude's waiting like 3 days. He's unhappy.
And we're running out of segments.
Yes.
So we will get to it next on The Fan.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.